This is JIS News. Coming up, police seek help to locate stolen goats, university hospital to train nurses in specialty areas, and two new community access points to be opened next month. The news in detail after the break.
Protect our children against lead poisoning by proper storage and disposal of old car batteries and use lead-free paint. If you think your child might be exposed to lead, call the Caribbean Poison Information Network, CARPIN, at 1-888-764-7667. Visit CARPIN's Facebook and Twitter pages for information on poison prevention. This message brought to you by the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The Predial Larceny Prevention Unit is appealing to the public for information to help recover over $2 million worth of goat meat stolen in Irwin, St. James. The Granville police say the farmer went to visit his property on Sunday morning when he noticed that 100 heads of goats were missing. Further checks revealed that 35 goats were slaughtered on the farm and parts of their bodies and unborn fetuses left at the scene. Two dogs that were used to provide security were also killed.
The Predial Larceny Unit is appealing to members of the public or anyone with information that can assist the police in investigating a matter of larceny cattle in Irwin, St. James, where 100 heads of goats were stolen. If you have information, feel free to make contact with the nearest police station, 311, or you can contact the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit at 1-888-429-5662.
Head of the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit, Deputy Superintendent of Police, Kevin Francis. Deputy Superintendent Francis is encouraging farmers to remain vigilant and to join the Farm Watch program in their communities to fight against Predial Larceny. Meanwhile, the Predial Larceny Prevention Unit is warning consumers to be extra careful when buying goat meat this festive season. This following reports that thieves slaughtered 35 goats, including some that were pregnant, on a farm in Irwin, St. James. Head of the unit, Deputy Superintendent of Police Kevin Francis, says pregnant animals must not be slaughtered unless inspected and certified in writing by a registered veterinarian, as well as the public health inspector, that the meat is fit for human consumption.
Outside of that protocol, you're a veterinary surgeon or a public health official. Go ahead and do that inspection. No animal shall be slaughtered that is considered to be pregnant.
Consuming the meat can lead to health problems. The killing of the goats is also a breach of the Livestock Control Order and the Public Health Act. The University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, is providing training for nurses in order to increase the number of personnel serving the facility in specialty areas. Senior Director of Nursing at the UHWI, Sister Claudette James, says the number of nurses for the next cohort will be increased from 14 to 30.
To address the shortage of nurses and to ensure that nurses are trained in the specialties needed to provide the level of care our patients deserve, we continue to provide training in the specialties of critical care, operating theater, and emergency room nursing and midwifery. This training is at no cost to our nurses.
Ms. James says negotiations have been ongoing between the UHWI and the Ministry of Health's in-service education unit for nurses to pursue specialist training in psychiatry, pediatrics, nephrology, and neonatology. And the Universal Service Fund, USF, is to open two new community access points in rural districts next month. The centers will be located at Flanker in Montego Bay, St. James, and West Prospect in Bogwalk, St. Catherine. Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the USF, Stacey Ann Delevante, is urging community groups to take full advantage of the community access points by forging partnerships with skills training institutions to offer opportunities to residents.
There are many of them that we're very proud of. There have been training courses that have been set up in many of them. There have been partnerships with HART to offer many different courses.
Community access points enable citizens to use the internet at minimal or no cost for research, bill payments, education, communication, business, marketing, and social networking. There are currently 235 such facilities across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.